In many parts of Latin America, the ecological crisis of deforestation and soil erosion has become so severe that thousands of farmers and their families have been forced to abandon their lands and flee to the cities. In southern Honduras, a generation of poor land distribution and slash-and-burn farming has turned once fertile lands into useless patches of rock. Producers Nancy Pastero and Sandy Tolan bring us the first of two reports on the ecological refugees of Honduras.
A funeral in a mountain village in southern Honduras. The frail body of a woman, 50 years old, though she looks 85, lies in a wooden box. Wisps of white hair frame her delicate face. In a corner, a woman weeps quietly. Outside, the mourners gather in small circles. One of them, Tito Izaguirre, says the woman died suddenly. No one knows why. Tito looks across the dry brown hills. Everything around here is dying now, he says. A few months ago, Tito and his family left this small village for the capital of Tegucigalpa. Now, back for the weekend, he walks down the hill and comes upon a cornfield. He fingers the dried, stunted stalks. Inside, there's a dead corn cob, 2 inches long. It turns to powder in his fingers.
I left because of this. We couldn't grow enough to get us through the dry season. The large families who remain here and live just from the corn, they have to suffer hunger. It's because this land is so weak. It doesn't produce the way it used to. This is a terrible crop.
A dance the night of the funeral in the hot, windless village of Agua Agrio, which means bitter water. Gaunt men in boots and straw cowboy hats lean against the adobe house. Their belts are pulled tight against their bony frames. Only 25 years ago, these farmers say, they worked the fertile valleys below, producing corn to feed the country. The region was then known as the granary of Central America. Then, big cattle ranchers cleared the valley of what trees remained, expanding their operations to export beef to the United States. This pushed many small farmers into the nearby hills, where they began slash-and-burn agriculture on the steep slopes. Within 20 years, as the population increased, nearly all the trees were gone. And without forest cover, Tito says, the hills quickly eroded.
When it rains, all of the good soil goes right into the streams. Now it's all gone, washed away. That's why the lands are so poor.
Entonces por eso es el concepto de que las tierras hoy ya están pobres.
The loss of the trees has turned much of this land into desert and even changed the climate. The rainy season, once 6 months long, now lasts barely 2 months. The farmers here talk about the great heat that's like a fire, about rivers that have disappeared and wells gone dry. Many farmers, with 12 and 15 children to support, have given up and left for the city. Like Tito, they're part of a huge exodus from southern Honduras. Altos de Paraíso, or Paradise Heights, is one of the new barrios in the hills of Tegucigalpa. This is where Tito and his family have made a home of wooden planks and tin. Suds up to her elbows, Tito's neighbor, Alba Rosa, scrubs clothes at a metal wash basin. She came to the capital from the south 16 years ago. Since then, more than 200,000 unskilled country people have come as well, building shanty towns like this one, with no electricity, sewage, sanitation, or running water. Alba Rosa survives by sewing and washing clothes.
Mira, hay veces que ni hago ni para 10 pesos.
There are times when I make less than $2 a week. I have high hopes, but you have to struggle. I can only afford to get corn, sugar, and beans, the bare essentials. Once a month or so, I can give my children a soup made from beef bones. But it's still better here than in the South.
Yet Alba Rosa must give a quarter of her earnings to the water seller, who comes by twice a week to fill her big metal drum. Tito agrees that life is better here, but just barely.
Entonces, ese es el problema de la vida mía, que aquí es una vida muy, muy dolorosa para la familia.
This is a very painful life for my family. They wait for me to come home from work with some food.
Tienen que acostarse sin cenar.
On the days I don't, they have to go to bed without eating.
Esa es mi vida que paso aquí.
That's my life here.
Como le digo, al hallar un
if I saw my chance, I would take my children and go back to the country. That's my dream.
Es mi sueño para el futuro, para tener mis hijas al campo.
In the last 15 years, Tegucigalpa has doubled in size to more than 500,000. Now it is surrounded by a belt of poverty. Frustrated city officials like Inez Molina say the capital city is just too poor to provide the newcomers with even the most basic services.
A man comes to the capital with dreams, looking for education for his children and a little piece of land for his family to settle on. But the disappointment comes when he finds the schools are full, there is no work, there are hospitals, but no medicines. They end up filled with frustration.
Es un hombre desilusionado, aunque aquí se llenen de frustración.
Yet Molina says the migrants keep coming, like moths to the light. Already they've deforested the hills outside of town, just like they did down south. Not long ago, Tegucigalpa was just an overgrown village. Now, says Selena Kawas, a sociologist who works with women in the shanty towns, people worry that the capital is becoming more like Mexico City, collapsing under the weight of the refugees from the countryside.
I think something's going to give. The level of misery is just growing and growing. I mean, I don't think people are going to be able to stand it. I really think that the situation is going to get worse. With the economic crisis that we are experiencing and we're going to continue to experience, there's probably going to be higher portions of rural population moving to the city. Tegucigalpa is not going to be able to really accommodate all the people that are going to be moving into the city. I mean, the thing is going to have to burst.
With Sandy Tolan, this is Nancy Postero reporting.